This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on the first day of Eagles training camp. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Which matters to you more right now, Phil's deadline or Eagles training camp? 69% saying Philly's deadline. And Jalen not wearing his Super Bowl ring is cool or annoying? 76.3% say it is cool. I have come out in favor of it, saying that I wish more Eagles treated the offseason like Jalen did.
But I thought you hated Jalen.
I don't hate Jalen. No, yeah, yeah. I woke up, I saw the quote, I wanted to hate it, and instead I appreciated it because I can appreciate someone saying that is in the past, we have to win another one. And they did have the ring ceremony awfully close to training camp, you know?
Yeah, so that was part of that was not on purpose. The rings were not ready, so they had to.
Oh, is that why
they planned
push it back?
On doing it? I think almost 6 weeks prior or something like that, and it got pushed back because the rings were not ready.
Maybe there was something wrong with the mechanism.
Wings? Yeah, I can't imagine that.
I was going to say the wings didn't come out yet.
Yeah.
So Elliot Shore Parks joins us directly from the NovaCare facility.
Right from the field.
So, Elliot, we have lots of questions. First of all, I want you to show everyone on YouTube your clipboard so you can see. There
Boom.
Are the training camp stats.
There it
stats.
Is. There little it lanyard. Is. I wear it around practice like this.
Now, I would think it's interesting you do it with a pen and a pad instead of doing it digitally. I would have thought you would be a digital guy.
So I've always done it this way. I am a creature of habit. But also, I think with the notes, I'm too worried I'll hit the wrong button and it'll get all deleted. Or once I write it down. It's too important to accidentally lose. So
well, and you
are. And I'm the only one that has it, so I can't just get it from somewhere else.
And you are, I actually forgot, you are sort of bad at
yeah,
computers.
Yeah, I was about to say, too. Yeah. Yeah. You remember when you first hired me and I couldn't crop a picture.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you weren't the greatest.
Yeah.
So what was, I guess before we get to the training camp stats and the play, was there a vibe that you noticed? And did anyone say anything that you thought was particularly of note?
Yeah, I think the vibe during practice and leading up to practice, like when you get down to the NovaCare, was obviously excitement. There's not as many fans clearly as at where Lehigh, but they do allow fans there. So it was just an excitement to be back. The players, when they ran out on the field, were very excited. So all those things. I would say after practice, the main message from every player that stepped on that podium was, we're focused on next year. We're focused on next year. They're not going to use the word repeat. Jordan Mailata doesn't want to use the word defend. They are trying to view this as two separate entities, not the 2024 Eagles trying to, you know, repeat in 2025.
Right.
It's the 2025 Eagles. So that was definitely the common theme through all the players that talked.
Yeah, and I understand. I know what they're trying to do, but sometimes when you focus too much on trying to do that, you're drawing attention to it.
Well, it's they're putting a lot of energy into it.
Right.
They are, you know, I'd imagine their team meetings are probably focused on this quite a bit, at least initially. Now, to be fair, they're being asked these questions. They're not showing up to the podium and saying, here's what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do think sometimes if you spend so much effort trying to avoid it, it's almost better just to deal with it and let it in. The reality is, they are the defending champs. Jordan Mailata can, you know, play whatever word game he wants, which I can appreciate because I do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But they are the defending champs. They are. So But yeah, their message was definitely, we are not viewing ourselves as defending champs.
Well, you could simply just say, nobody cares that we won last year. It's a new year.
There's that too. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you could do that. But the idea that, see, what they really want to do is sort of control us.
Yeah.
From asking them about it. That's what they really, they don't want to be asked about it. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. No, I agree.
This is what the media, what do you think the media is going to do when there's no real controversy? They're very minimum training camp battles.
No, well, none like really exciting.
Yeah.
Ones.
So like, what do you think people are going to ask you about last year? But I do understand from their perspective, they don't want to get caught up in talking about last year or being defending champs, because the perception would be is they're living off of last year as opposed to this year. So I get it from their perspective of what they're trying to do.
But it is funny when you walk into practice, like, you know, when you walk in, they have all those booths set up. Mm-hmm. They have a huge Super Bowl ring right there. So they're never truly going to be able to run away from it. The Lombardi will be there. They're going to raise the banner night one or week one. So
they already put the one up at the NovaCare, I see.
Yeah, they already have that
up there. I saw that,
yeah. So they're not going to be able to run from it, but they are definitely trying.
You're in the building, real quick, Spike. You're in the building. How is the watch? What do they call it? It's not the word. Not word. Smart.
Like the posters and stuff?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Like when you walk in.
Yeah, is there a lot of the Super Bowl stuff
in the facility?
Inside the facility.
So
yeah.
We are not allowed in the building yet, but they have released videos and stuff, and you can see, you know, there's a section of the building they have when the players walk out to the practice field where it remembers big things in the team's history, you know, division wins, Super Bowl wins.
Starting to load up. Room left on those walls.
It's getting more selective on what they can put.
Yeah.
But they have a whole wall for the Super Bowl. So when you
walk LIX, so you see it.
And where they have their team meetings in the auditorium, they have the two Super Bowl banners or logos up there.
Yeah.
And every seat in the meeting room, I heard, is now a wing from the ring.
Yes, exactly.
You're actually sitting on a diamond wing.
So I'm half kidding with this, but notice this throughout the year. They will wear Super Bowl gear. I notice a lot of times the players will wear the stuff they were given from the Super Bowl. You know,
sweat.
So it is funny. They'll be up at the podium being like, we're not thinking about it. And they'll have the Super Bowl.
It's on their shirt.
Yeah, I'm surprised they do that. But
well, let me ask you this. Do you think, so the big question today, we've been talking about all day, is Jalen not putting on his ring at the ceremony.
Right.
He said he is focused on, you know, it's in the past. Do you think when he got home, he took the ring out of the box and put it on his hand?
No.
You don't think it left the box?
I don't think you go to the levels he has gone to not wear it and just do it at home.
Like, sure you do.
I think there's no shot that ring's been on his finger.
I disagree.
The only way I'll cave a little is if he wanted to make sure it fit. But I don't think it is. I don't think he got home and had the thing on for like an hour and showed it off.
I didn't say all of that. All I said is
made eggs with it on.
He put the ring on. That's all I said.
So I'll concede he might have to make sure it fit.
Yes, but nothing wrong with that.
I do think he has decided that ring is no good for him right now. Like, he is keeping it out of his life.
Yeah, I just don't buy it.
So you think it's just public facing?
My point is that I don't really see the big deal with putting it on and then taking it off and putting the box back up there. Like, you're 99.9% of the people in that building put the rings on. So he can't play football by himself.
Well, first of all,
what is this? They're going to lose now because everybody had a ring on?
Let's be honest. Every single person besides Jalen has had their ring on multiple times.
Yes.
So he's the only one not wearing the ring.
Yes.
But when you decide mentally that wearing this thing is... Let me restart. I think it's silly he's not putting the ring on.
Yeah.
But I do think once he's decided not to do it, I'm sure he sticks with it. He doesn't strike me as someone...
Let me ask you this. So he's never going to put the ring on?
I think maybe when he retires.
Really?
Well, and he's going to have so many of them at that point, right?
He honestly might.
Yeah.
But he... Jalen just, from being around Jalen, he doesn't strike me as someone that in the public eye and in the facility is one way, and he gets home and he's completely different.
I don't see why would he have to be completely different?
Because if his whole thing is, I don't want to put the ring on because it is a reminder of last year, going home and putting it on would seem
to... And just
to,
trying it on would
yeah,
do what?
Yeah, one time.
What would it do?
No, I agree with you. One time, right. But
yeah.
But
I didn't say he went home and was parading around with it on like, wait. I didn't say all that. I just said I believe when he got home, or hell, could have been on the car ride home.
Maybe.
It's one thing to give an image to us It's another thing that when you're in your own privacy and you're in your, you're having a moment,
right?
That doesn't affect what the perception is.
I agree, but where I disagree.
How would you know?
Because I don't think, I think he's probably put it on to try it on. I do not think he has, where he's wearing it in a celebratory way at home. That's the best way
that's
to describe
fine.
It.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. I didn't say that. Right. I just said I believe he put the ring on to try on it on. Yes.
We both agree, you both agree that he maybe put it on to make sure it
fits.
Yes,
sure. It has touched his finger.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
So, on the field.
It's like ring gate.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we're talking. That's because we're just talking about it. I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
Well, I think
frankly.
It's hilarious. So,
because the reason why I don't, because the rest of the team is wearing them.
Yeah. But I wonder how his teammates feel about it. I mean,
they think he's weird.
But I,
you know what it is?
Now it's become like, a Jalen story.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, here's the deal, and here's what everybody else on the team will deal with, and probably, and every other athlete in the history of sports has had to deal with. The guy on the team is different than the other guys on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And like, Mike, we talked about this before. Michael Jordan was a total jerk that most of his teammates did not like. Kevin Durant is on Twitter fighting with randos. The list of great players who do things that other players in the locker room sort of shake their head and roll their eyes and move on about. My guess is 90% of the other players on that team roll their eyes, shake their head, and move on and just be like, there's Jalen doing his thing again. And that's probably pretty much it.
Do you think he believes if he put the ring on, he's not going to play well this year? I don't know what it says if he does. Now, it's one thing if he's wearing it around everywhere,
right,
showing people. That's different, right?
Right?
That's different. I'm just wondering, like, what do you think he thinks is going to happen as a result of putting it? It's not like his finger is going to fall off. So what would stop him from putting it on?
So I would just be guessing, because trying to guess what Jalen thinks is tough. He's very private. But my guess would be he probably thinks that having the ring around and wearing it and stuff is almost a keeping him from being fully focused on next year, which is...
That's fair.
Yeah. Now...
That's fair, but it's July, and they just got him, so...
Dude, I agree with you. Yeah. I think he should put the ring on, all right, just to be clear. But, and here's the other thing, too, mm-hmm. and I'm interested in Ike's perspective since he was around McNabb. Like, I think that I agree that when you're Jalen Hurts, you are just different than everybody else on the team. You're the franchise quarterback. You're one of the faces of the NFL. Like, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do wonder if he needs to find sometimes 5 or 10% to give a little bit. Where,
there's no doubt.
Where you can be that guy. And I do think they don't dislike him for it. I think they probably just think it's silly and annoying. But there's got to be some times where he allows himself to be one of the guys. Like Tom Brady, there were stories about he would go out and drink with guys, but he would have his shots turned into water, like on the low, so that he wasn't actually getting
drunk.
Well,
yes, of course. This is what they were begging him to do before.
So this is my point about the ring ceremony, is you were at a party celebrating with all your coworkers. I wonder if that's an opportunity to give a little bit.
Yeah, but I look, if that is still an issue, them winning the Super Bowl is only going to make it harder to get him to change that.
I agree.
Because he will look and say,
I did it as a result. This is how I am.
I think they're waiting for him to be, if anyone's waiting for him, this is who he, this is like what he's like.
I'm laughing because he's taking a deuce. Looking at that ring on his finger, like, man, this don't look too bad.
He's probably
man.
At home scrolling Twitter with the ring on, laughing at all of us.
Yes.
But my question for Ike was, like, McNabb was obviously the quarterback. Like, was it important to you guys that he was sometimes one of the guys, or were you okay with just saying he's the quarterback, he's his own entity?
You know what? With him, he was always one of the guys.
Okay.
From the time he came in, he was one of the guys. Now, their personalities are completely different.
True.
Don is a, he can, five holds court.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Meaning, like, he could be there telling stories, telling jokes or what have you, and everybody's just sitting there, you know, laughing and getting with it. Jalen's not going to do that. That's not Jalen's personality.
By the way, like, Carson was sort of similar.
Carson, same way.
Yeah. Except they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Right.
So, like, this is the, but, I think, is part of the
I think
conundrum.
They'll accept that. I think with as long as you're playing well and you're winning, they will accept your personality for what it is.
Right.
They will accept your personality for what it is. It's when things aren't going well.
Yeah.
Is when everybody starts nitpicking at your personality.
And we saw that last year. When Brandon Graham said what he said about AJ and Jalen's relationship, it was a big deal until they beat the Steelers, and then nobody cared.
And then nobody cared.
They won the Steelers. So, so I do agree that this is not going to fracture the locker
room.
Nothing. But I also think that over Jalen's time as a quarterback of the Eagles, there's been enough talk about him maybe not being super close with his teammates, where when there is an opportunity to do it, I think it's fair for the Eagles or whoever to say, look, I get it. You're different, and you have to be different because of who you are. Mm-hmm. But also, it is important that there's so many pictures of AJ, Devontae, and Saquon with their rings together. And it just is, there's a sadness that Jalen's not in any of those.
Well, can I say,
that was kind of weird.
We saw more pictures in the offseason of Jalen with Michael Jordan than we saw him with any of his teammates.
Yeah.
If I was one of his, I think your point is best. As long as they're winning, everyone, you feel like a jerk publicly saying anything, or if they start off 0-2 and he has thrown two interceptions each game or something, or he's not hitting AJ when he's open, or one of those things,
four interceptions in two games and we're 0-2, this whole city will melt.
Yes.
But while I think that
I know one guy who won.
That is true, and winning is the ultimate deodorant or whatever that expression is. But I also think you can't just like
definitely not an expression.
It's definitely not deodorant.
Winning is the ultimate deodorant.
Yeah, definitely an expression.
That's not
That is an expression.
It could make
sense. I think Charles Barkley said
it. Could make sense, but that's not a deodorant. That's not a deodorant.
Google it right now. It is absolutely an expression.
I certainly have heard it. Yes,
I've never heard it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's the ultimate deodorant.
It could be, but it hasn't been brought up since the '80s, at least.
Charles Barkley,
same age.
Yeah,
he is almost 40.
It is a John Madden quote.
How is Elliot pulling out? He doesn't even know who John Madden coached.
Said I heard
the video game
Charles Barkley say it.
Okay. Elliot didn't have the Raiders in his top 10 most impactful franchises.
My hours of research, I forgot the Raiders.
Who could forget?
But the point I was trying to make was, it's a little like when the 2023 Eagles were winning all the time. You know, I was saying this. Well, they're winning. It's okay. But then when you stop winning, you need to have a foundation to fall back on. And my worry is that while you're right, Ike, as long as they're winning, they will accept Jalen for who he is. If they start to not win, you want to have a foundation of friendship and bonding to lean back on. And I'm not saying they don't, but that is my only worry with the if Jalen's going to do the I'm not going to wear the ring thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You do want to have something to lean back on when the scores don't start to go your way.
See, I'm not going down this road with the I'm not wearing the ring thing. I don't think the players care. I think they enjoyed themselves that night. Some of them probably didn't even realize he didn't put the ring on.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, now they hear the quote.
Yeah, and now they hear about it now. Right. But that night, though, they were all enjoying themselves and looking at the rings. So, but they had the box, though.
I don't think it's about the ring. Mm-hmm. For me, the discussion is more, is Jalen doing enough to bond with his teammates? That's my question. Because when you say MJ and Kobe and all these guys, they weren't close with their teammates, right? But that's not great. Like, they won, but it's not like a quality you want.
I don't think it's okay. Like I think...
Well, it's okay when you're MJ or Kobe.
Yeah, well...
But when you have five rings.
Well, so what I always went back to with Embiid and Simmons, right? Because they were not close.
Right.
I said, I always thought... They need one of two things. They either need to complement themselves on the court or they need to be close off the court because they need something to tie them together.
Right.
They never had either. They got in the way of each other on the court and they had no relationship off the court. So obviously one has won a Super Bowl and one never won anything. But when I think of Jalen and AJ, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't seem like they're close off the field.
No.
At all.
It does not.
And it does, and on the field.
It used to be.
It used to be, but it doesn't seem like per last year. It doesn't seem like it's that there anymore. And then you go on the field, and they certainly rely on each other, but AJ's perception, at least a little bit, is I would have better numbers and be thought of better if I got the ball more. So I agree with you. When things, if things get tough, and they don't have anything to go back to, right. I think that could be a concern.
And
by the way, Brandon's not there anymore. To my perception was, Brandon held Jalen's hand through that. It is that he was a vet who said, you need to do this. Like, I will pull you along. I will stand up for you. But I need a little bit more out of this.
Well, and they are close.
Yeah.
Because Brandon's wife and Jalen's wife is... cool.
And if you look at like events the Eagles have, you always see Jalen and BG together.
Yeah.
At the ring ceremony, I'm sure Jalen.
Don't they live? I think they're in the same neighborhood. Yeah. I think they're in the same.
And I
development.
Do think it matters that their wives are close? You know, like,
of course it does.
Yeah,
yes, so, of course it does.
But there's not another. Like my concern would be is that he's not there anymore.
Right. That's what he says. Like,
he could be around, but he's not. It's different when you're
not
in the locker room.
Yes, he's not. Yes.
And I do think ultimately, if you had to. I wouldn't change Jalen because I do think it is part of the reason he's successful. He is living in a spotlight I could never even comprehend. The pressure, so I think you have to be closed off to an extent to even live in that world and be successful. I'm just saying, when he doesn't wear the ring, it is just one of those moments where it's, you know, come on, man. Like, just put it on so you can be one of the guys for once.
For five seconds. Hang out with everybody.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. Especially when you're the only one who didn't put it on.
Right. Jeffrey put it on.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, again, the implication is kind of, you know, I'm focused on next year. But
you guys
but
are. Yes.
You go ahead and put it on, you know.
Yeah. Well, there is that.
Imagine walking around the party. Yeah. Being like, oh, I don't have mine on. But that's cool, you do. I'm just focused on 2025, but you look great in the ring.
Yeah, it's kind of fun that you're thinking about what happened in February.
Yeah, that fits great. But we practice on Monday, so.
Bryce, why do you even show up?
Well, he probably had to.
Yeah,
I'm glad he showed up. Yeah, that would have been an even bigger story.
Yeah. There was no chance he was not showing up.
What if the only guys that showed up to the ring ceremony were Reed Blankenship,
Coop,
Rick Lovato.
Yeah, the White House.
Yes. Oh, God, I forgot about that.
What would they say? Like a conflicting schedule or something?
Yeah, schedule conflict, man.
Yeah. Zach Baum went. So, can you hang out one extra segment?
Because I put an hour in the meter.
Well, I do want to find out, like, I do want the training camp.
You want
stats.
The stats, right, of course. Right. The whole world does.
And another big story from your vacation that we have to get to.
Oh, yeah. Something else we have to address from vacation.
Oh, I thought you meant on my vacation.
No.
I was like, I purposely didn't post so you guys wouldn't.
No. And then as well, you can, if you'd like, we are going to reveal not the Eagles inside of your power rankings, but we are going to set the odds for the 2026 award.
By the way, did you try your ring on? And are we allowed to call you a defending champ? Or did you put it behind you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would handle it so different. I've been carrying the trophy around with me. I've completely lost motivation.
You would have been Cooper.
I would never defend the title. Jalen will defend. I will not. But it is cool to hold.
205-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us as today is the first day of Eagles training camp. We are going to get to the odds for Eagles Insider of the Year for the 2026 award coming up as well. Yes. Now that we're past Ringgate for the moment, I do want to hear. First, I want to hear about the quarterbacks and then everybody else. So, training camp stats. What did Jalen look like today?
So Jalen was 14 of 15, no touchdowns, no interceptions. I think he attempted two passes beyond 20 yards. It was really a continuation of what I saw at OTAs and last year in training camp. And, you know, a lot of what we saw last year in the final 10, 12 games, whatever it was. His best throw of the day was definitely a pass to A.J. Brown. And, you know, we talk about relationships. A.J. said after practice that prior to that throw, him and Jalen just said two words to each other and they knew what each wanted to do and they made it happen. So he said their chemistry on the field, you can see all the years playing together, how it's helping them. But the throw itself was down the left sideline. Keely Ringo was in coverage and it was a really good throw. I thought it was a good throw, good catch. The coverage was actually pretty good too. It was just a better throw and catch. But outside of that, the ball was never in harm's way. I can't think of a single pass that was almost intercepted. He just, you know, again, Jalen as a practice quarterback now, the ball really does not hit the ground often. I think he was 53 of 55, if I'm not mistaken, during OTAs in the offseason, 14 of 15 today. So there just is not a lot of incompletions.
Would you have seen any difference in the offense today with Petullo in there? You wouldn't have seen
anything. I don't
think
so. I mean, there was one play where they split Saquon out wide. They didn't do a ton of that last year. But it's really hard to tell, I think, especially early on, major differences, because also there might not be a ton of major differences. I think they do want to throw the ball down the field more, which they didn't do today. But they look the same.
So how about Tanner McKee and Kyle McCord? Any numbers there too?
So I'd have to add up Tanner. I didn't do that yet. But, I can do it really quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is great radio.
Yeah.
11. He was like 8 of 11 with a touchdown.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
If I was the Saints... If I was the Saints and Kellen Moore, I would be begging the Eagles to trade me Tanner McKee.
Unless they like that guy they took in the second round.
Nah.
Dude, that guy's like 30.
Yeah.
You just did that with Bo Nix.
Bo Nix was a first-round pick that did something. This kid's a scrub from Louisville who drafted the second round.
Second round.
He's 26.
Who cares?
Stick a fork in him. Brandon Weeden.
They drafted him.
Yeah.
Played
a little 40.
It was stupid.
I just know.
That's an opinion, but they did draft him. I mean, they drafted him.
If I was the Eagles, I would not trade Tanner McKee.
They could have took Shador.
You wouldn't trade him for a second round pick?
Nope. They're trying to win the Super Bowl.
No, we don't have time to be trading away good players going back to back. What if Jalen goes down for 2 or 3 weeks?
He always does.
So I agree with the premise of your point, but you could acquire a quarterback with a fourth or a third. That would be awesome and still have that second round
pick. How many second round picks do they need?
All right, what about Jameis Winston? What do you think the Giants would? The Giants have four quarterbacks.
I would rather put you in as quarterback.
Mr. Baker
than
Mayfield over here doesn't like Jameis. They're like the same guy.
They're not the same guy. They're going to turn the ball over all the time and throw for a ton of yards.
No. First of all, Jameis Winston, again, is a clown. Baker Mayfield is
Baker's
Mr. Serious.
No, but he's not a clown. Jameis Winston is a clown.
But Jameis is a lovable clown.
He's a national treasure.
Yeah,
he's great at that.
It's fine when Barstool hires him to walk around with a mic. microphone. I don't want him as a backup.
Everywhere Jameis goes, they seem to love him. That's all I know.
Okay, well, all right.
Well, but the point he is likely to turn the ball over.
He is. But in this offense, he has never been as good as 600 yards, and he would have 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
And by the way, he was never as good as Baker Mayfield is. You're insane.
He did have a 5,000 yard
passer
season.
Yeah, he had one year, but you're right. Baker's obviously had a better career.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay.
Jameis is the first person ever throw 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I'm saying, would you trade Tanner for a second and then acquire Jameis for a fourth?
No.
I don't even think it would cost a fourth, but let's say
no.
Who the hell allowed Jameis Winston to throw 30 interceptions?
I know.
Yeah, who left him out there long enough to throw 30 interceptions?
They're trying to get a higher draft pick.
You should have sent the Eagles' offensive line in during the bye week to tell them to start running the ball.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Did Kyle McCord play at all?
Yeah, so Kyle McCord only took maybe 5 reps.
Okay.
He didn't really do much. In fact, I think he only completed. He was 3 for 5.
Okay. All right.
But to pull it back in, Tanner McKee was really good today. He had a touchdown pass to Terrace Marshall that also beat Keeley, for what it's worth. So Keeley gave up 2 big plays today. But it was a really nice throw.
Well, at least he's starting.
And by the way, here's the other thing I would say. And don't make this a video, Justin.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Twitter's going to love
this.
Yeah.
Depends what the take is.
No. God forbid. And I've been very positive about Jalen today.
Oh,
I do mean
well, today
this.
He has been.
Yes, I have. God, I turned a page.
Well, God, he does have no, seventh.
Yeah. God, seventh.
Your
quarterback
ranking.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I've heard.
Yes. It's ahead of what some NFL personnel people have.
Higher on Jalen than the league.
Yeah. So, God forbid he goes down with a season-ending injury. I would rather have a guy who has been here for several years, who we know can command the offense, who may, you never know what you could accomplish if he's there the entire time, as opposed to Jameis Winston, who I know they're not doing anything with Jameis Winston. I just think this year, when you are in a situation, and by the way, it's not like they have how many picks next year?
13.
13.
They're not at a negative for picks. They have plenty of picks.
Yeah, but they don't have 13 second-round picks.
I mean, a second-round pick is a premium asset.
It's a huge asset.
And a backup quarterback who you can win games with.
Bro, they can win with Kyle McCord. Like, whatever. They drafted him.
You're not going to win with a rookie fifth-round pick. You're not.
So I
stick anyone in that offense.
I do
fine.
Agree the experience Tanner McKee has here matters. Yeah. And he played well last year. I just think a second round pick is... I'm not advocating trade him away for a third or a fourth. A second round pick is Tanner's thrown how many... He's thrown
Everybody
how many passes?
Picks.
40? Yeah. 40 NFL passes?
Great.
Okay.
I would rather have a quarterback I'm confident than another
Drew. So the Saints called you today and offered you a second round pick. You wouldn't take
I wouldn't take a first round pick for him.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
The Saints might be a top. Top five team.
First round pick, I think.
It's Tanner freaking McKee.
First round pick, I think.
And if Jalen goes down,
well, you know
the season's
what I do.
Over, so it doesn't matter.
Actually,
not with this roster.
If they give me a first round pick, I just go trade for Kenny Pickett again because they don't need Kenny Pickett.
Could you trade him back? That's a good point, actually.
I wonder
if
you could
take a second for Tanner and trade like a fifth for.
There's got to be a rule. You can't. Anyway.
Regardless, he was very good.
How did Jahad Campbell? Congratulations on your scoop with Jahad Campbell.
Thank you.
How did he look?
He not only practiced; he took team reps.
He was
out there. He was with the second team. You can just see he is built like an edge at linebacker. He's faster than the other linebackers. He's longer. So he didn't make any plays that were impressive, but just watching him run and move, you can see the athleticism. I do think what they really like about Jahad is his speed. And so I would put the over-under on snaps he plays in week one at like 10.5. But I think when he's out there, they're going to send him after the quarterback.
From off the ball.
Yeah, initially, as I've always said, he would play off ball initially, and then he will end up at edge.
Here we are again. Yeah. Greatest hits. Ike and Elliott Chorvars.
I wasn't even looking at Ike. I could feel it just at off
He's
ball
an linebacker. Off ball linebacker.
That's going to blitz a ton for what it's worth.
That is true. I agree with you there. Honestly, I think he's there to replace Zach eventually.
I think so too.
In 2 years.
So
what did Zach Bond sign?
Two years.
Two-year deal?
No, he's got 3. But it's probably
a 2-year deal, yeah.
And then safety, I imagine Reed Blankenship was one. Who was playing safety?
So this was maybe the most interesting thing. The first team snap of the day, 11-on-11, they were in base defense. It was Keeley on one side, Quinion on the other, and Cooper was lined up at safety. So
now Vic said that would happen in base, and they don't play base very often.
True, but in the offseason practices we saw, when they were in base, they had Cooper on the outside. So
corner. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So one of two things, I guess maybe one of three, but one of two things is happening. One, they feel good about Keeley, and so they're like, we're going to keep him out there. We'll put Cooper at safety. Or they don't feel good about the safeties, and so Keeley is out there so Cooper can play safety.
Yeah. But well, you got to keep Cooper on the field.
Yeah, Cooper needs to be on the field every defensive play.
Yeah.
But the question is, would you rather? I think his game probably suits better at safety than outside corner, but.
I agree. I think eventually he's going to be a safety in a lot of their packages. It's way down the road. I'm not sure Reed's going to get an extension to be here.
Agreed.
So
certainly not.
If he was, they would have given him.
Yes, this
certainly
this could
not
be,
an expensive one.
Yeah, this could be Reed's last year.
Well, and it,
as by an Eagle, because this is the final year of his deal, right?
Correct.
It is.
Yeah.
By the way, it could be Cooper and Macuba next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. Like, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking future it could be Cooper and Macuba.
The only thing I'd say is, so you want him on the field every snap, but they're going to 80% of their snaps, they're going to be a nickel.
Yeah.
And I do think nickel is a very, very important role. A lot of the top receivers line up in the slot.
In the slot, CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee does it. Honestly, they almost all do it. Jamar Chase does it. Yep. Both the Eagles receivers do it. So having him there is still a benefit. And I do think safety is similar to nickel in the way that you're in the box a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is the strength of his game. He's a good tackler. Like, I'd rather have him inside than outside.
So let me ask you this about training camp. Do you think it was weird on the first day of Champ Camp, WIP celebrates Champ Camp, the morning show there, the midday show there, and after an entire training camp last year of the afternoon show not going to training camp once and getting one interview, that once again the WIP afternoon show featuring the face of the station, Ike Reese, was not at training camp again today? Do you think that was weird?
It is a little weird.
Yeah, okay, all right. I thought it was weird,
you
too.
You let him lead you right over there.
It's just like, you know, so, you know, if you happen
I'll know
to have...
Jalen listens and was like, Spike and Jack can't come in.
I think it was, you know...
I'd love to hear Jalen on this show now.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to hear Rod Lakin's reasoning.
I was going to say, if you talk to... Yeah, no, well, we can do this.
Yeah, I gave his email out earlier.
But, oh, did you? Okay,
if you're a listener.
Your brother's cell phone one day, Rod's email.
If you're a listener, you think the WIP Afternoon Show should be at camp like everybody else at least one time. His name is Rod Lakin.
Would you want to do it from 2 to 6 in the...
No, we can get there early.
True. Yeah. Wait, did you come today, Ike?
No. I was coming.
Yeah,
I was at Nelly concert too long.
So,
dude, that thing starts to whatever.
final thing before we get to Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings, and we needed to ask you this, and this is very, very important. You were on vacation for a week, your European vacation with your lovely wife.
Yes. Gallivanting.
And we saw several pictures of you, but some of the pictures, you had a different haircut.
Yes.
Yes. So now you have gone back to the normal Elliot haircut.
I have.
But you were almost like an Oasis brother with your hair
forward. In my lad era.
Yes.
You know,
who could forget your lad era?
Exactly. Yeah. So I liked it. I thought it looked good. I kind of want to wear it that way, but I feel like... I always wear it this way, so I know if I walked around with my new hair, everyone would talk about it.
Yeah, I would not do that.
Trust me, Ike is, no lie, maybe 40% of the reason I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I would not do that.
Yeah, but I thought it looked good. In some pictures, not as good. But
yeah, we talked about it a little bit.
On air?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
After I said not to.
We simply had to.
How'd you guys think it looked?
I like this
ridiculous
hair better.
Yes.
Let's stick with this hair,
ridiculous
please.
Ridiculous is strong.
Yeah. Well,
I will say when you're over there, it blends in a little more.
Yeah. Well, everybody's a lad over there.
Yeah, exactly.
So Spike theorized maybe you're balding. Is that true?
Never. I will never go bald. Okay. I also will never go gray. I guarantee it.
Cut this on.
What is that?
When you're bald,
how do you know
in
you're
10
not
years.
Go, now, bald is one thing, but gray, you're going to go gray. Maybe not fully gray.
I don't think I will.
Did your dad and your grandfather?
My dad's hair is not gray.
Okay.
And my grandfather's hair was gray.
Yeah, that's
but
shocking.
Most are.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad's young for what it's worth, but I just don't think I'll ever go gray. I don't know what else to say.
How can your dad be young when you're almost 40?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think my dad is 60 yet. No, that can't be.
He has to be 60.
I think they were in their young 20s when they had
okay, yeah, my parents were as well. So he'd be around 60.
Correct, yeah. He's not like, 80 or whatever.
80.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not 80.
I was
going to
say, you start getting gray hair. It don't take till you're 40 or 50.
I'm just saying.
He needs more stress in his life is what we've.
In 40 years, when you see my Instagram photo with my lad hair, it will not be gray.
All right. We will get to the Eagles Insider of the Year odds right after I tell you. The odds that your windows and doors need replacing are... 100%. Those aren't odds, but that's the percentage. And the odds that you've put it off because you think it's too expensive or you don't want the hassle, that is also very high. But the hassle is that now you're in the middle of summer and you've got this uncomfortable house with high energy bills. Gaida is going to help you with that. The big 40% off summer sales event, 40% off every window. That is 40% off every high performance, energy efficient, triple pane window, 40%. 40% off any door. Insulated entry door, sliding patio door, garage door, storm door, 40% off. Start your project with not $1 out of pocket, no money down, and interest-free financing up to 18 months. Don't miss it. July 31st is the deadline, and you're sitting here waiting. Call Gaida today. Schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or go to GoGaida.com. That's Go, GUIDA.com. Now, the question is, Elliot, are you as motivated, we were joking earlier, to repeat as Eagles Insider of the Year, or now that you've won, are you resting on your laurels?
I go through phases where I feel motivated.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Wouldn't say, I if it was a ring, I would put the ring on. Put it that way. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But we should have had a ceremony for this. I agree.
Yeah.
The question is, are you guys open to giving it to me in back-to-back years?
100%.
Yeah, I mean, the votes are the votes. Yeah, I didn't vote for you last year.
Right. I didn't want you to win
skeptical.
Last year.
He said, I didn't vote for you last year.
Well, McManus got more first-place votes.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so here are the odds. We will get back to power rankings next week. But here are the odds as we launch the Eagles season and Eagles Insider of the Year. The favorite to win Eagles Insider of the Year at +175 is Elliot Shore Parks.
Mm,
Wow. How's that
you
feel?
You are the favorite.
You are the favorite.
It's pressure.
Defending champ.
Now, you came out. You had a scoop yesterday. You thought Jahad Campbell would be practicing today, would be ready for week one. Well, yes.
Well, he did. He said
here we go. Now he's getting cocky.
I didn't think. Well, yeah.
This
well,
is the issue.
Yeah, you said, I think.
Yeah, well.
You know,
yeah.
We had to push you to make it a report.
Yes.
You know.
Thought I had a good question to Jalen, did I?
You did have a good question
didn't
to Jalen.
Didn't answer it well, but that's okay.
Well, when is he going to, you know? The second favorite, or the next in the odds, at plus 235, is the newspaper reporter. Hmm. And I talked to the odds makers, and the reason that his odds are so high is that you could have some strife in a following a Super Bowl year, and the newspaper reporter seems to thrive when things aren't going well.
That's a good point. Yeah.
At plus 300, we have Tim McManus.
Always a favorite.
At plus 375, we have Zach Berman.
I like that one.
At plus 750, we have Jason Dumas.
Who snuck in last year towards the end.
Almost won last year.
Yep.
Plus, gets a full year now.
At plus 1250, we have Ike Rees.
There we go.
Too low.
Long odds, though.
It's a good bet.
So the problem with that.
He's got sway, too.
The problem with that number, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if Elliot agrees that insiders should be able to bet on themselves. If I know Ike,
sure.
I know Ike.
Oh, he would put so much money
plus
on
plus 1250?
No doubt.
He started dishing scoops every week.
Yeah, especially if he got close towards the end and he had it at 1250 and his odds were down to like.
I actually know it. Ike would be parlaying it with an Eagles Super Bowl. Kyle Schwarber to go 2-for-4 tonight. Scotty Scheffler to win some golf tournament. It would be a 12-leg parlay.
Who's that plus Michigan State hockey player?
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Porter Martone.
Porter.
Yeah, you'll have to bet on the score this year.
Porter Martone. Be,
Andrew Porter Malone.
It'd be plus 300,000, and Ike would retire if he won the bet. John Clark at plus 1,400.
It's a good one.
Long as I'm in front of Clarky.
And then Brandon Graham at plus 1,750.
Honestly, we'll see, you know, what media he does, but he could be the winner.
Yeah, he could. He could also be a player and the winner, which almost happened last year.
You think insiders should be able to bet on themselves? Would you be okay with that?
No. Now, you know, now we have you for a few more minutes. So we have two controversies happening with the NBA now. With Terry Rozier and one with, what's his face on
Malik
the Pistons?
Beasley?
Malik Beasley.
And it appears as if they were involved. We don't know, but there was a lot of action on unders for those guys, on props, on things that they did. There was one would guess that their names don't get leaked in this unless they have some pretty serious evidence against them. Now, your whole position on all of this is why would a player ruin his career, his big career? Terry Rozier has made $200 million.
Terry Rozier's made $200 million.
Probably has. His last contract was like a 3 or 4 year, $100 million contract.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know,
Scary Terry. Remember, he had a few years, yeah.
And what's his name? Why can't I remember his name?
You just Malik Beasley
has made probably $50 or $60 million, was about to sign a $60 million, $45 million contract. Have you changed your position at all that these guys who have made hundreds of millions of dollars appear willing to lose that for a prop bet? It would seem that your position that why would a player do this?
Right.
They're already doing it.
No, it doesn't change my position because it's a very small minority of the players that we know of, and maybe there's more. But ultimately, I think the majority of players will not risk their career for prop bets. And I've also said, to be clear, that if they bet and they get caught, the team can decide and the league can decide, we don't want you on our team. I just think they should have the legal ability to do it and make their own decision. And then
they are legally allowed to do it. They're just not allowed to do it within the sport. The sport is making the rules. There's no law.
Well, I think, isn't Malik Beasley getting charged for insider?
Yes, but because he is giving people information or swaying a game because of it. It's not against the law for him to bet.
I'm mostly okay with that. I don't know all the specifics, but generally what I'm hearing.
So you said majority. So, okay, so there's 15 players on an NBA team. There's 500 NBA players.
Correct.
Okay, so if 470 didn't, but 30 did, you don't think that's a problem?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
Just being honest.
All right. So everybody else betting on games.
So here, what I'll say this. There was one thing that happened that is not changing my mind, but is I'm seeing the light a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
Wasn't there a baseball pitcher that is being investigated for throwing, because you can bet pitch by pitch?
Yeah,
you can bet pitch
for throwing a ball.
And he
Oh, yes.
The allegation, I guess, would be, allegedly, he bet that he would throw a ball and then he threw a ball.
Or somebody else bet.
That I don't love. But again, I mostly just think the league should be able to decide, the teams and players.
Well, how do they find out, though?
Maybe they won't.
But I don't understand.
No, but they always find
but
out.
But if they find out, then you can get them in trouble.
And yes,
you can,
but okay.
You can make the decision. I just don't think players would do it. I'm okay with, and again.
But they are doing
but you
it.
But you focus on only the negative parts of this. Like,
yes. Players, what's the positive?
The positives could be, imagine if Jalen Hurts bet on himself to win the Super Bowl and then he won it.
Who cares?
Get out. We still talk about what's his name being like, I'm going to win the Super Bowl prior to that one, and then he won it. And I was like, oh, he called his shot. Like, was it Joe Namath?
Joe Namath, right.
Well,
out by only the Jets fans. Only Jets fans are still locked in.
Well, I think it's a family. I know about it. So, but I think if players could bet on themselves, that's a real positive.
And they can
bet against themselves.
That would be their decision.
Yeah, but that's infecting the integrity of the game, Elliot. That's the issue.
And not but just I think the, you guys are way, living in a naive not, world but, where all
we're
these
not
things,
living in the you're so living wait, in wait, a naive world. What are you talking about?
How's this different?
It's not just the integrity of sport. It's the integrity of the other bettors who don't know that the players are. It would ruin betting.
Yeah, okay. I would hate it.
Like, hold on, you don't even understand.
What about incentives and contracts? Where if you get 12 sacks in a season, right, you get paid something.
Yes,
you're okay with that.
Yes.
What's the difference between that and gambling and betting on yourself to get over a certain number of things?
Teams have problems with that.
What teams have problems with that?
I can tell you. Was the guy that we had here who played for Oklahoma who ended up playing for the Warriors last year for
what
the
sport?
Sixers?
Oh, Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield. So Buddy Hield had a clause in his contract that if he hit 40% of threes, he got a certain number, and if he hit less than 40% of threes, he didn't.
Yeah.
When he played for the Sixers. You notice how Buddy Hield stopped shooting threes at the end of the year?
So, but the point I'm making is it's essentially already happening.
Yeah, but what you're not understanding is that other people are not betting on their contract things. Not only are you ruining the integrity of the sport, you're ruining the integrity of betting. It's bad for betting.
Well, it's not ruining all of it. There are small examples where it's happening.
All you need is the question that the result is not legitimate and nobody's going to bet anymore.
That's not how I view it. I think you're being a little naive and childish to like the sports being this thing where everything's perfect. Like there are all types
of
things.
Do you want me to put you on the phone with people at sports betting companies and ask what they
think?
Not really. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Not really. I'm good with that.
All right. The top 5 at 5 is next. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top 5?
Alter egos at WIP.
Alter egos.
Yeah.
Is Lad Elliot one of them?
Yeah. Oh, no, but Elliot is on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure I am. I make quite a few appearances on the top 5.
Yeah. Elliot, thank you. Remember, there is a Go Birds pod after every podcast during training, after every practice.
It's already out.
During training camp. So you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.